This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah, there you are, traveler. Come inside, hang up your coat, put your feet by the fire, and I shall bring you what you so desperately seek. Rude Tales of Magic.
Previously on Rude Tales of Magic, our heroes encountered and then fled the horrific demon Kebbin. Before he was absorbed by the shambling terror, Albie's brother gave them one clue as to the whereabouts of Albie's parents. Something about an inn in the nearby Soaking Valley. A true rat hole of a dive called The Delighted Wife. After 2 days of recuperating without leaving your rooms, you awake to find yourselves refreshed and maybe even a little eager to get a move on. All of you, that is, except you, Albie. You've spent your time in The Delighted Wife mourning and meditating, barely speaking to anyone. But you awake now to find yourself alone in a vast field that stretches as far as the horizon.
Hello? Hello?
Nothing answers.
I'm nervously trotting along. I'm running, and I'll run pretty far in one direction and then just sort of wait and listen, and I don't hear anything.
Cool. Do you want to do like a perception check?
Yeah. 10.
All right, you look directly in front of you, and you don't know how you missed it, but there is a vast and, for some reason, familiar-looking mountain staring right back at you. You can't tell why, but you can tell it's looking at you.
Hello?
Hello. Don't be afraid.
Okay, I'm not. Hi.
Hello.
You're
Albie Radon.
Do you know Cretus?
Cretus?
Yeah.
You only have a limited amount of time with me.
Do you know him?
Do you want to talk about Cretus? Or do you want to talk about something else? You just went through something.
I don't want to talk about that.
You can talk about Cretus if you want, but I'm not going to talk to you again.
Who are you?
I'm the Earth.
Oh my God. Is this what I think it is?
I don't know what you think it is.
I think this has to do with Cretus.
Does it?
I reach my hand out and I extend my fingers and I look at the mountain and I say, move.
The mountain moves.
Oh my God. I knew it.
The mountain moves backwards.
I pull my hand down to my side.
The mountain moves back to where it was.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you sure you don't want to talk?
About Casper?
We can talk about Casper.
I don't think I want to know the truth yet.
Are you sure?
Well, he said that I was dead, but I wasn't, so I'm just sort of... I feel like maybe he's not dead, but I don't want you to tell me if he is.
When somebody dies, they go into me. So I know if they're dead or not. Would you like to know?
I take a deep breath, and I put out both my arms, and I say, open up.
The mountain splits in two.
What do I see in there?
Just the sky.
Shit.
It's not bad. You broke a mountain in half. It's pretty good.
I know, but it's not what I wanted.
I can tell you or I cannot tell you. But if I don't tell you, I can never tell you. But if I do tell you, you can never not know.
If you do tell me and I don't like the answer, can I change it?
No.
Then don't tell me.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Where are my friends?
They're fine.
Okay.
And you're 100% sure I have to go. You don't want to hear about Casper.
It sounds like you want to tell me, but I just don't.
I don't
know
want
if I can
anything
take
you
it.
Don't want.
I look down at my hands and I just sort of open and close my fists. And I close my eyes and I just say, tell me, tell me.
He's out there. Go
he
find
is?
Him.
He's out there?
And as soon as the mountain says, go find him, it erupts. It's a volcano. But out of the volcano comes you. You wake up in a cold sweat. You're in an inn.
What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Cordelia's in the room with you in this inn.
I know.
You're not like alone. Yeah, you're in a bedroom.
Yeah. What's happening? What's going on? I get up and I just like, I'm holding my crossbow.
I get out of bed and I just start putting my gear back on.
Are we going?
We gotta go.
Okay. Hang on a second. Gulp. Just had a drink of water.
No okay. Time. We gotta go.
Okay, we're going. We're going. We're going. Are we getting those other people or are we done with them?
What do you mean done with them?
Like the other people we were with?
Our friends?
I'm not there yet.
What are you guys talking about?
You look down, you see Bella was sleeping on the floor.
Oh my god! Jeez.
I almost stepped on you.
I said bad things about you.
What?
Not you. Never mind. It's fine.
How much attention is Bella paying to me right now?
I mean, I'm like, I'm looking at you.
Okay. I feel like I kind of just tap my toe on your stomach, like really lightly, just to see how hard it is.
I'll be.
You mean your hoof?
Yeah.
How did it feel?
I don't know. I'm still asleep, I think.
That groan you just heard, you hear it. It comes from the closet.
Stir Fry, are you in the closet?
Yeah. Good morning, friends.
The door swings open. You see Stir Fry is hanging upside down in the closet.
Oh, wow.
Stir Fry waves enthusiastically and then does a little flip onto the ground where he is now standing up. And in so doing that flip, he has put his backpack on top of him. Do you see what I'm saying?
Can you do an acrobatics check for this?
Yeah, sure. I'm really good at acrobatics.
Great. Fucking prove it.
20, right?
Yeah, I rolled 20.
Plus 9. I got a 1, but plus 9 is 8.
Nah, dude, it's a critical fail.
Okay, so I do a flip, and then I basically flip my head straight into straight.
Cool.
Into
you roll a d4.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Is it morning or is it the middle of the night?
It's 4. It's about 11 in the morning.
No!
You take 4 damage.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh my god.
You get there's like a thin stream of blood like rolling down the top of your head.
I'm used to pain. Good morning, everyone.
Stir Fry, put pressure on that wound.
It's all right. It's breakfast. Anyone want some breakfast?
My dude, you're bleeding a lot.
Breakfast for anyone?
I'll take coffee if you're getting some.
We have to go.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Where
we're
are we going
already.
Where
we're
are we
going.
Casper's out there. And we're going to find him.
But Casper wanted us to come here, right?
Well.
Hold on. What? Wait
he
a
wanted
minute.
Us to get a. What?
Casper's out there?
Yeah.
Albie, did you have a dream?
It wasn't a dream.
Albie,
it was a,
did you have a dream?
It wasn't a dream. It was a vision.
Oh.
It was a vision, and I know that Casper's out there.
Okay.
And I'm supposed to go and get him.
Then he's out there. Let's go. Are we bringing the bone man?
Oh.
Of course. Of course we'd bring Mr. De Bonesby. I mean, obviously he kicked me out of his room last night because he wouldn't let me just stay in the same bed with him, yes. But we have to bring him along. He's Mr. De Bonesby, come on. He had a momentary lapse of judgment back there. He's De Bonesby, come on. He's a great guy. He gave me everything I know how to do.
Didn't he get a 2-bedroom?
He did?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Dungeon Master here confirming, yes, the Bonesby is alone in a two-bedroom.
He said there was no room for me in there.
It's okay, Stir Fry. There's room for you here, but we gotta go. Oh, no, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, stir fry.
Just, oh, wait, is he seizing? He hit his head hard.
Just put your hand on that cut.
I'm not sneezing.
We know you're not sneezing, but there's like blood running down your beak.
You're crying and you're bleeding.
I'm gonna take my huge hand and just put it entirely over the top of his head and face.
Stir Fry looks up to you like a cat looking up for his owner who is about to give him food.
What we need, Mr. De Bonesby, and trust me, he'll be better tomorrow. And by tomorrow, I mean today.
Okay, fine.
At that moment, we cut over to De Bonesby in a luxury suite. This is a much nicer room in this inn. There's like cotton blinds and it's sort of like a cotton curtain, and like the sun is very gently coming into the room. It is a really nice room. He's on he's got like Egyptian cotton sheets, feather bed.
Yes, and I've pushed both beds together.
he's really splayed out on the bed. He's got a ton of extra space.
All right, I feel the light caramelization of my ivory bones in the morning light. And I say,
Stir Fry!
Yeah, Stir Fry, you can hear it from the other room.
Stir Fry, I'm awake!
Okay. Stir Fry, don't make him breakfast.
Stir Fry slowly takes Cordelia's hand off his head. Mm-hmm. He picks up his backpack and goes, looks at everyone, and then goes,
Coming, Mr. De Bonesby!
Stir Fry!
Stir Fry!
Rush over the room. Go in the room. I start to take out pots and pans. I make a little fire. You gotta make a little fire.
Good morning.
Can we follow him into the room?
You're more than welcome to.
Okay, I run into the room and I'm looking at the fire. I'm looking at Stir Fry. I'm looking at. I can't even look at the Bonesby.
I shriek. I'm like, ah!
my wig's not on yet.
I'm not even looking at you. I'm disgusted with the whole situation.
I dive over the other side of the bed.
I run in.
I say, Stir Fry!
Yes, Mr. Bonesby. I'm taking out potatoes and cutting them up and putting them in little pans over the fire.
Stir Fry.
Stir Fry!
I need my things.
Oh, your things? Yes. 1 minute, Mr. Bonesby.
If I'm to be entertaining guests at this hour,
yes, sir.
I'm in no position.
We have to go! And as I say that, I unwittingly cast Gust for the first time, and I blow the fire out.
I just say from behind the other side of the bed where you can't see me, I am not able to receive guests at the moment.
Well, we're going, so you can either get your stuff together and come with us, or you can stay here.
Bello walks into the room. I think they serve breakfast downstairs.
We're going!
Get out of my room!
A small, even for a halfling, a very small little halfling with strawberry blonde curls, a big like sailor's hat on, rosy cheeks, walks up into the room and says, "Breakfast is ready."
Oh,
thanks. What the fuck? Were you guys setting a fire in here?
Did you just say what the
fuck? Yeah, motherfucker! I said what the fuck!
How old are you?
I'll tell you how old I am! I'm all of 20!
Me too.
I'm 20 years old! Oh, you're 22?
Yeah.
What, do you want to fight about it?
What? No, I just want breakfast.
Get out of that room! Were you making fun of my voice? No! I'm so stressed! I'm just terribly stressed! If you guys set fires in here, you're not gonna get your deposit back.
Okay, I'm gonna go downstairs and get some coffee.
I put out the fire.
Yeah, follow me, you piece of shit.
Hey, don't call her that.
I'll call her whatever I want.
Are you calling me a piece of shit?
Yeah, I am. What are you gonna do about it?
You called us to breakfast. I'm the only one coming.
Yeah?
I'm coming.
Well, good.
Okay, great.
Tell your dumbass friends to get off their fucking asses.
They are not
what
my friends
is wrong
yet.
They're not
you.
Your friends. They're not my friends either. Oh, I hope you die in a ditch, you piece of shit!
De Bonesby is somehow, like, wet and, like, clattering, hiding behind the bed.
Hey, wet boy, get down here!
You can't see me!
I can fucking see you!
No!
You said I'm blind?
No!
Suck my dick! Get downstairs!
Albie puts him in a headlock.
Where are you, motherfucker?
Shut up!
I'll kill you!
Shut up!
You know who my father
screaming really loud. Right as you say this, a halfling who, in halfling terms, this would be a fulling. He is the size of one man, but he's a halfling. He walks up. He is, you can, from context, you can discern that this is this little guy's brother who he was just screaming about. He walks in. He has sort of a Superman curl to his hair and a big handlebar mustache. He is very muscular. Uh-oh. He says, "What are you doing to me, brother?"
I sort of just nervously release my grip on him.
Yeah, let go of me, you piece of shit! They're strong! You know what they were doing to me?
What were they doing to you?
They were trying to kill me! What do you think about that?
I wasn't trying to kill him. Was you trying to kill me, brother? No, I wasn't trying to kill him.
Wait.
I just
didn't... Sorry, your brother's name is Strong?
Oh, no, I'm Strong.
What's your brother's name?
Me brother's name is Pipsy.
Yeah, my name's Pipsy, and don't you forget it!
While this is all happening, Stir Fry is slowly going to the closet and taking all of Mr. DeBonesby's things and bring them to him as he's behind the bed.
Come downstairs now. Breakfast is served.
Okay, man, we don't want breakfast. I'm just going to leave.
Breakfast is served.
I think
he's like clenching his fists.
I'll come have some breakfast.
Yeah, you all come down and have some breakfast.
Okay, we're right behind you.
I'm going to fight this guy.
What was that?
Nothing.
Who are you going to fight? Which guy?
Me. She's going to fight me. You see? I'm already bloody in the head from the thrashing she gave me earlier. Guess she wants to hurt me more.
Well, isn't then that... finish the job, motherfucker!
Hey, fuck...
What? Fuck who?
Fuck me.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck me.
Yeah, fuck you. Come on downstairs.
Yeah, fuck me. I'll come on downstairs.
All right, they lead you downstairs. We cut downstairs to the main hall of the Delighted Wife. It is 11. It's about 11 in the morning. It's from like 11, 11:30, somewhere in that range. The bar... This is a bar. This is like a inn with a saloon at the bottom. A saloon implies Old West, but it's a bar. There is it's a fantasy world bar down there, and the bar is active. And it's hopping. It is 11 in the morning, and people are at this bar. So Pipsy leads you down, and you see that almost every table has breakfast out, and there sort of seems to be sort of like a continental breakfast. There's some eggs, a little bit of bacon, and the bar is almost full of all manner of fantasy creatures and sort of barflies. The bar is being tended by a rail thin human who appears to be in his late 30s, who is he's shirtless and covered in scars. His head is shaved, and he has sort of a really closely cropped beard and an eye patch.
Does Pipsy take us to tables, or he just sort of leads us downstairs?
Yeah, sit your fat asses down over here, you motherfucker!
Then he leads you to an empty table.
Thanks, Pipsy.
Yeah, no problem! Choke on it!
Hey, Pipsy. I have a question.
Yeah!
Is the Delighted Wife like the kind of place where the employees are rude to the customers as like a thing, and it's like we're all sort of in on the game?
No, I'm not supposed to do this! I get in big trouble, and I don't give a fuck!
Okay,
I ain't got shit to prove! You think I do?
He pulls a knife out.
Oh my god.
Whoa!
You think I do?
I slapped
the
knife.
I'm not afraid to die! Oh, fuck!
I slapped the knife out of his hand.
He goes running for the knife. My knife!
I step on it with my hoof.
What the fuck? Give me my knife back!
No!
Pipsy, maybe you calm down and eat some breakfast yourself.
Why don't you shut the fuck up?!
As he does this, another halfling with blonde hair and a really strong chin walks up and says,
Pipsy, what seems to be the problem here?
Goodness.
What? How many of you are there?
Yeah, there's seven of us.
Are there any wives?
Any wives?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Cordelia, yeah. Also, what do you mean?
I'm sorry, I'm just waiting to meet the Delighted Wife.
Oh, the Delighted Wife is long past.
Oh.
You're speaking to the brothers Pepsi.
Oh. Are you all named Pipsy?
No, Pepsi.
Pepsi?
Our surname is Pepsi.
You're telling me that his name is Pipsy Pepsi?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, do you have a problem with that, motherfucker? My first name's after my last name. I'm named after my last name.
Albie, can you hold him?
I don't want to.
Yeah. I got a nail on me somewhere.
I get him. You're named something like that, you really have to puff yourself up to make up for it.
Yeah, you get me. Eat shit, though, but you get it.
Yeah, I get it, because, like, it would be, if you're named something like that, you want to really let people know not to mess with you because your name's so funny sounding.
Yeah. Choke on a knife, but yeah, that's the general idea.
Yeah, because I bet you actually have a heart of gold, and you're actually kind of a nice guy, but you have to speak this way. Also, so many brothers.
No, my brother does not have a heart of gold.
Sorry, what was your name again?
Virtue Pepsi.
Virtue?
Yes?
Have you seen any other fawns come through here?
Any fawns?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't pay much attention to the comings and goings of the Delighted Wife.
Despite that,
I merely serve.
Is there someone who does pay attention to the comings and goings?
Well, you'd have to ask the bartender.
Okay.
He seems a little beat up.
Yes.
Is that Pepsi's doing?
No.
Are you sure?
That's the doing of our owner.
Oh.
Let me guess. The disappointed husband? Just a little joke. I'm sure that name is figurative more than anything else.
Stir Fry, you're still bleeding.
Ah, right. From the thrashing you gave me earlier.
No. It's not. There's no disappointed husband. The owner of our establishment is named... He leans in and whispers to you, Moira Thousand.
Moira Thousand?
Don't say it so loud. She'll hear you.
Moira Thousand?
Stop saying it.
Moira Thousand?
The more you say it, the more she's going to hear you.
Okay.
Do all of your brothers work here, Virtue?
Yes.
Cool. So Moira, we're going to get to meet them all?
Yes. You're going to meet all of us individually.
Great. I love it.
Virtue, is there coffee?
Yes.
Can I have some?
Yes.
Will you get it for me or do I need to get it?
Well, it'll cost you.
How much?
Gold piece.
Wait, sorry, we were going to leave.
Not before breakfast,
well,
you were.
Well, now you're telling us we have to stay for breakfast and we have to give you gold for it?
Breakfast is No, the breakfast is free.
Okay.
The coffee is a gold piece.
That's expensive coffee.
The breakfast is free.
Do you have anything else? Like, do you have tea? Anything else with caffeine that's free?
Yes, we have caffeine tea.
And it's free?
We have caffeine tea.
Is it free?
We've also got ale with a little caffeinated kick to it.
I actually don't care. Just give me something with caffeine.
All right. Well, I'm not a bartender.
I'm going to go to the bartender.
Okay, I'm coming.
Your way up to the crowded bar.
I'm coming.
There's a bunch of people. It's like tough to get to the bartender's attention. There's one guy tending bar, and the bar is pretty crowded. There's probably about between 15 and 20 people just like at the bar. There, some people are slumped over and drinking. There is, you notice a little bit of free space, though, next to a very old-looking human man with a long white beard, and he sits next to a especially large, even for its species, bugbear with a blindfold around its eyes.
Excuse me, and I sort of wiggle into the space next to them, and I am, like, tapping on the bar to get the bartender's attention.
Cool. Yeah, the bartender, he looks at you and he comes over. How can I help you?
Whoa.
What?
My friend here wanted whatever free caffeinated drink you have, and I have a question.
You want a drink for free?
Well, I just heard some of the caffeinated drinks are free and some of them aren't. Is that false?
I don't think that was what anyone
said.
That's what
Virtue said. I thought Virtue said that
I think he said they were less expensive.
Wah!
Hey, Bello.
Hey, Bello.
I didn't realize you followed us.
Yeah. I've got a busy bar. What do you want?
I guess I'll just go with coffee then.
I mean, it can be free, but there's a cost for everything.
Okay, like, what are we talking about?
You have to hurt me.
Oh, I hate this. Can't we just drink something else?
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, I won't take money.
Oh.
You have to hurt me.
I need coffee.
And I need to get hurt.
From the back, Stir Fry is showing a pee-pee Pepsi, like,
Pepsi.
Stir Fry is showing Pepsi Pepsi knife tricks. Mm-hmm. And he's calling over. Hurt him for me too. I also want a cap.
Okay. Can I just any?
Tell
kind
me
of
what
hurting?
You want to drink, and I'll tell you what you have to do to me.
Okay, 2 cups of coffee, please.
Okay, that's gonna be 2 punches in my neck.
In your neck?
Yeah.
Okay. Here I go.
So
22.
22?
Yeah.
Fucking nail this guy.
Okay, and then I hop over the bar.
Yeah, you hop over the bar and do a second one for the second coffee. Yeah, give it to me.
This one's 14.
Why'd you stop?
I got a little disoriented. Can we please just have coffee?
No, I have a question for him.
Oh,
sure,
yeah.
But it'll cost you.
Oh, my. Come on.
What?
Albie, I'll do it. Just ask him.
Have you seen any other fawns come in here? Maybe an older woman and an older man?
I might have.
Well, did you or didn't you?
You're going to have to knock the wind out of me.
Knock the wind out of you?
Somebody's going to have to.
All right, I'll do it.
I'm breathing real easily over here.
I guess I'm going to punch you in the chest?
Yeah, well, right, but like under the solar plexus.
Okay, the solar.
Oh, Jesus. Is he still on his back?
Okay, I got a 14.
He's like prone on his back. A 14?
14 again, yeah.
Well, now he can't talk at all.
I know, it was a bad plan.
He like gestures over to a door. Go there.
Okay.
Go there?
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. And I give him an extra punch as thanks.
Yeah!
I guess.
Oh, yeah!
All right, I have to get out of here.
I go towards, we both go towards the door.
As they go to the door, Bella leans over the bar and says, hey, do you do like mimosas?
Yeah. Okay, you guys leave them to this as you walk over to the door.
Albie, are we really rushing? Is there a rush right now?
Why?
Do I need to not wait for my coffee, I guess is what I'm asking, because I trust
Cordelia,
you and I'll go.
My parents!
Is that what's happening?
There's two things happening. We have to find my parents.
Yes.
And we have to find Casper.
I think he died, Boo.
He didn't die. He didn't die.
It's not that normally I would fight you, but we all watched it.
I don't need to be reminded of the fact that we all saw it. I'm just telling you, and you have to trust me.
I'm never going to look at a paper plane again the same way.
Or the same way again.
What?
I had a vision and I spoke to the earth.
Whoa.
And the earth told me.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I have earth powers right now.
Oh, you have a one element power?
One?
You're a monk of the one element right now.
I think I have two.
Oh, what's the other one?
Wind and earth.
Oh.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
My parents could be right behind this door. You can get your coffee, but I'm going in.
No, I'm coming in with you.
Okay, you're a good friend. I open the door.
Right behind the door is a 70-year-old woman who looks pissed off. She looks like she is weathered by the years, and she you didn't. I mean, you just opened the door. Had you like inspected the door, you would have seen that it said employees only.
Mm, she didn't care.
Sure. So you open the door, and a 70-year-old tough looking woman. She has like ripped arms. She is on the other end of the door. What the fuck are you doing?
You have amazing arms.
Incredible.
Don't try this. What are you doing?
The bartender sent us here.
He sent us here. He said, I'm sorry, I'm looking for my...
Lucas?
I don't know his name.
Punished Lucas is his name.
That checks out.
Yeah, he probably sent you over here because he knew I'd kick his ass.
Mm. Bella wanders in and he's got a big mimosa and a cup of coffee.
Yeah, this is yours.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
What the fuck do you want from me?
Have you seen two fawns?
Why would I tell you that?
Are you Moira?
Excuse me?
Are you Moira?
Who are you?
I'm Bello.
Bello? Am I supposed to know that?
No.
Sorry, oh. We didn't mean...
We didn't mean to barge in.
We didn't mean to barge in.
Can't you read? It says employees only.
I didn't see it.
I was getting ready for the day.
Are you the delighted wife?
I'm a delighted nothing.
Oh. Mm. You're not married?
Not anymore. Not since I killed my husband.
Oh, boy. Oh.
And I got away with it.
Okay.
Despite confessing? Yeah. Why?
Because when they sent the city guard to arrest me, guess who I killed?
City guard.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
It is cool.
That's awesome.
Why I got my name, Moira Thousand. That's how many people I've killed.
Hey, where'd you bury him? Is his body still
relevant? I didn't bother burying him. I left him in the street as a message to all the other husbands in town.
Do you know Cretus?
Yeah, I know Cretus.
You do?
I kicked him out of here a few times.
You kicked him out?
Yes. He's a piece of shit.
Come on. That's not true.
I broke his nose.
You broke Cretus's nose?
Yeah, I sure did.
Well.
Hey, I have a question.
What?
What was your name before you killed 1,000 people?
Moira 999, asshole. You want to make it Moira 1001?
No, no, we
That's
don't
what
want
I
that.
Thought. I got one rule in here.
What?
No killing paying customers unless they're out of money.
We're paying customers.
Are you out of money?
No.
And then you're fine.
Moira, I'm sorry for barging in. I don't know how to express the urgency of what I'm trying to do here, but I believe that my parents were taken into this village, and I think they might be here.
I don't care.
Hmm. What do you...
I never knew my parents.
Well, what do you care
about? I grew
about?
Up in the circus because of my wooden heart.
Is it literally wood?
Yeah. You want to see?
Yeah.
Your
yeah.
heart?
She like opens her, her shirt. She has like pretty recently done up stitches on her chest. She's like, I will undo these stitches right now and show you my beating wooden heart.
That's okay.
Yeah, we're good.
You're good?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. That's what they all say.
I kind of want to see it.
You do?
Well.
You're okay, actually. I like you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Would you tell us about Albie's parents if we, you know, made it worth your while?
What could you possibly do?
Albie gets an idea, her ears perk up suddenly, and she tries to back out of the room. I'll be right back.
Do you guys just never come back, that's fine.
Okay, I won't.
I have a question. Do you guys do, like, late checkout at all, or...?
She just, like, closes the door.
I run over to, I squeeze through the crowd, and I move over to Stir Fry.
I'm still with Peppy, and we're
Pepsi, motherfucker!
And I'm like showing him how I cut up the bacon that was for you.
And if you do want to do a fast cut like this,
Stir Fry.
Oh, yes.
I have a question for you.
Yes,
but come over here.
Okay. Why can't I hear it?
You can hang out with me, little dude.
No, I don't like you.
Why?
I don't know. You got a way about you.
We could be friends.
I don't want to be your friend. I got plenty of friends.
Hey, Bello, check this out. I toss Bello my knife.
Bello catches it.
Hey, show him how to do stuff with the knife.
I can show you knife stuff.
Yeah, I want to see knife stuff.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Stir Fry.
Yes?
Can you... This is dangerous. I'm just going to let you know. It seems really dangerous, but I'm wondering if you think you can sneak past a really scary lady behind that employee's only door.
Why?
I think my parents are back there, but she won't. There's no reasoning with her.
Yeah. So that was the one you were all talking to over there? The
yeah.
one that didn't seem intimidated by Cordelia one bit?
Yeah, that's her.
I just... How about we try some other versions before we... I just don't know if it's the best.
No, this is why I'm asking.
Yeah, and I appreciate the ask.
Sure,
I just want to be totally honest and respond.
No, yeah, you should be honest. It just seems I don't want to force you in anything.
Seems dangerous.
No, it's probably
seems
very
dangerous.
Dangerous.
I hurt my head already first.
Now y'all haven't touched your breakfast one bit, have you? Halfling... halfling with white hair... walks over to you. He's really like he's doing sort of the keep on trucking walk. He's dressed much nicer than the other brothers so far. It's like, now, is this some sort of a problem with the breakfast?
No.
Now, you forgive me, my manners. I haven't introduced myself. Senator Pepsi at your service.
Hi,
is there some sort of problem with the breakfast?
I just haven't had a chance to enjoy it yet.
You know, I prepared breakfast this morning all by myself. I slaved over a hot stove.
You know, I tried the baking myself, and it was pretty darn good. So thank you, Senator, for your efforts as a chef myself. I know how strenuous the stove can be.
He goes to shake your hand, and I love to hear it. But I just seem to, it just seems like y'all haven't eaten enough of your breakfast.
Do you have any, I'm looking for, I eat plants only.
You only eat plants?
Yeah.
Now, we got eggs on the plate, and as far as I can tell, an egg is a plant.
Okay.
What is an egg but a seed? And where do plants come from? Why, they come from seeds. Problem solved. Eat your eggs.
I don't eat eggs.
Yeah, never do I, to be honest. It's
you don't eat eggs.
It's a nasty thing for people like me to eat eggs.
You know what? Using contact, I understand. You are forgiven.
Thank you very much.
you actually, his face is like beet red. He's like, I'm honestly embarrassed. I didn't, you know.
That's fine.
I don't see when people are birds.
That's fine. That's fine. And I am, of course.
You are a bird, though, right?
Yes, though I, look in the distance, can't fly.
Well, you know, neither can I. So,
I feel like I've stepped in it a bit. You know, you didn't eat the breakfast. That hurt my feelings. But I said the egg thing, and that hurt your feelings. So I guess we're back to even.
Well, great to meet you, Santa. I just want to finish this conversation real quick with my friend. And
I do apologize for interjecting myself into the conversation.
Of course.
If you need me in the future, just give a big old... Senator, where are you? And I'll come running, wherever I am. Now, if you're a mile away, I'm not going to be able to hear it. But if you're within the delighted wife, chances are you'll perk my little ear.
Well, thank you, Mr. Pepsi.
Very welcome. And, Pepsi is my surname, so Mr. Pepsi will do. Although I prefer you call me Senator Pepsi.
Well, of course, Senator Pepsi, we appreciate the conscientious observation about our dining, and you know we.
And it is my pleasure to give it.
And it is our pleasure to receive it. And then once again, our.
Well, then the two of us are pleased.
Yes.
Now that's what I call mutual pleasure.
Did somebody say mutual pleasure?
Why, yes, it was me. I don't believe I
don't
had
start
the opportunity to make your acquaintance.
Your name is Senator?
My name is Senator Pepsi.
Were you elected?
No, I was not. I simply named after the senators of old.
Senator.
As you know, we no longer have an empire, so the senators are no longer elected.
Senator?
Yes?
Do you have any non-animal food?
Absolutely, if you count eggs. But we've been through this hullabaloo before. I don't want to embarrass myself a second time, so I will kindly take my leave.
Okay, bye, then. Senator.
Well, and goodbye to you. He goes to shake your hand. As he does this, a goblin who is wearing heavy makeup to look like a halfling walks by. And goes, I don't believe you've had the pleasure to meet my brother, Bukkake Pepsi. Would you care to be introduced to my brother?
I'm just going to say that I do not need to meet Bukkake.
He is every bit a halfling, just as I am.
Well, I'm a pleasure to meet you. Just wanted to finish this conversation with my friend Albi here.
My name's Bukkake. I'm a halfling. Why would you say otherwise? I'm not a halfling.
All right, I'm going to go get another cup of coffee.
Nobody said you weren't a halfling, Bukkake.
Yeah, I'm a halfling.
Okay, it's nice to meet you.
I eat poop.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry there, Bukkake. You know, he loves to kid around. He's got a bit of a sophomoric sense of humor.
Great. Well, sometimes I just want to finish this conversation with my friend.
And I wanted to let you, but manners dictated that I introduce you to my brother, Bukkake Pepsi, who is my full brother.
Of course, this is a halfling from tie to ship.
Now, that's an interesting phrase, the origin of which I would love to hear. However, there is no time. Bukkake and I have to... We're needed elsewhere.
Well, it's been a pleasure to meet you both. Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. He leaves.
Oh, my God. I'm so tired.
Albi, let's just enjoy the breakfast. We have to calm down. I get that you're trying to chase something, but our whole party is... How can we do anything dangerous without Mr. DeBonesby here?
Why do you think I care about Mr. DeBonesby when he doesn't care about any of us, including you, Stir Fry?
As you say, DeBonesby, you hear from the top of the stairs a familiar voice say, the skeleton's got his clothes on! Everybody, a big round of applause for Mr. Skeleton!
Yeah, DeBonesby, takes to the top of the stairs, the fan of the opera.
Stand up, everybody! Stand up! Some people aren't standing. Why aren't you standing?
Stir Fry is pouring his coffee, half of his coffee, into another cup of coffee, into an empty cup, and he's rushing up to DeBonesby.
Here you go, sir.
Well done, well done. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It is another beautiful day.
That is a skeleton! Oh.
Show us your bones.
Oh, yeah, you're losing the crowd. They're getting weird.
Hey, I want to see where the eyes are. How come there are no eyes in them sockets, sir?
I want to
see... Yeah, me kid wants to see eyes!
Daddy, I want to see his penis.
Let's go. Actually, I'm going to take you
Daddy,
home.
Daddy, what's a penis?
No, you two, actually, I'm taking you two...
I know what eyes are, but what's a penis?
You should know. You're like seven.
I saw a penis once.
All right, goodbye, we're going!
How come Big C knows what the penis is and I don't
get to know? The door slams and this kid is dead.
DeBonesby's jaw just sort of quivers a little bit, just as I... Blessings of a lord unto you all.
Can you roll a charisma?
Yeah, no problem. It's a two, minus three.
So it's a negative one.
There's silence from the crowd downstairs, which is finally broken by,
fuck you, bone man!
Everybody turns and they just stop paying attention to you and they go back to their what they were doing.
All right, DeBonesby keeps walking down the stairs.
Bello beckons to him over at his table with Pipsy. He's Bello has dressed the knife in doll clothes.
All right, where are you going with this?
So, like, it's... So you can do anything with a knife, I guess is my point.
That's where you're going with this?
Yeah.
Gee, fuck you!
He walks away. All right, you guys all sort of... you sit with each other for a moment. You can hear sort of the din of other people's conversation in the inn.
I'm trying to figure out some kind of plan, and I'm just sort of sticking my fork in the table and then pulling it out and sticking it in again.
Come back in from outside and grab my coffee and sit and look sort of sad and confused.
Albie, you hear a voice from the shadows sort of call to you.
Hey, you are. Hey, dear lady.
Me?
Yeah, dear lady. What do you mean, me?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's you.
Okay, yeah. Come on. I creep over.
Okay, cool. In the shadow, you see a goblin wearing a jacket with like a high collar. He has a cap on. He's like really, he's in the shadows.
You're looking for some fawns?
Yeah, yes, I'm looking for fawns. Two fawns. Have you seen them?
I might have.
You're not going to make me punch you, are you?
No.
Okay.
Please don't punch me.
I don't want to.
You're hurt me. Hurt anybody.
Yeah. Do you know where they are?
No.
But you saw them?
Yeah.
How long ago?
A few days.
A few days?
Yeah.
Were they with someone else?
I can't say. It isn't safe here.
Should I follow you somewhere?
Oh, I had to think about that. No.
No?
Yeah, don't follow me.
Well, what are we supposed to do?
All right. There's a basement.
Oh, yeah. Is it through the employee-only door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta go down the basement.
I do?
Yeah.
But that lady, she punched Kratos in the nose. Did she tell you? She broke his nose?
No, she didn't punch an inch, does she?
No.
She's gonna have to come out here somehow.
Yeah, how do I do that?
Well, get a bartender out into her own bar.
If we start a ruckus?
Oh, pretty good idea.
He runs away on his, like... He just, like, starts running away like a dog.
Goodbye! No, wait! No, wait!
No, gotta go!
Albie is shaking. She's, like, so exasperated by this morning already. She doesn't really know what to do. She just knows she has to cause some kind of ruckus, so she's looking around, and then she gets up on a table. She climbs up on a table, and she's just, her throat is really dry, and she's just looking around. I will fight anyone in here who thinks they can take me.
Oh my God. What? Albie?
Albie.
Who wants some of this?
Roll a charisma.
19.
19?
Yeah.
All right. You get some attention. A lot of people look over at you. Notably, you see a extremely sleek and well-dressed woman. She turns her head over to you in a way that seems impossible.
Oh, my God.
She looks at you with like pretty dead eyes, and she sort of like struts right over to you very quickly. You see the old man from the bar stand up. You see his bugbear walk over with him. You also see... there are three women, a half-elf, a half-orc, and a half-human at a bar, at a table. They all stand up and they sort of walk over towards you. The old man speaks first.
What are you doing?
Yeah, Albie, what's going on?
I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight. I'm looking nervously at my friends, but trying not to show my like uncertainty here. I'm gonna fight whoever thinks they can take me one by one, unless you guys want to also fight each other and make like a big deal about it. Starting with my blue friend over there, and I'm winking and pointing at Bello, hoping that he takes the bait.
Oh, yeah, I'll kick your ass.
Yeah, see if you can try. Albie's heart is racing right now.
All
right,
go for it, yeah.
See if you can try, and maybe you guys also want to join in because this looks so fun. I jump off the table. I jump off the table, and I grip Bello by the shoulders, and my mouth is so dry.
Yeah, what do you do?
I whisper to him, "I'm gonna headbutt you right now, okay?"
That could hurt.
I just wind back my head and go for it.
Okay, you do a good job. You hit him, and it looks like you hit him hard.
Oof. Ow.
Wow, this is amazing. Everyone should be doing this.
The bugbear, who's blindfolded, just, like, lifts an enormous arm and just, like, punches straight to the side and hits the slender, well-dressed woman who, like, goes like, ah! And she lunges at the bugbear with her feet. She's, like, kicking at him.
Okay, Bello pulls out his quarterstaff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna whack Albie with it.
Critical failure!
Oh, jeez. Not only do you not hit her, but you do hit the bugbear.
Oh! What the fuck?!
He misses, and in taking the swing, he hits the half-orc sister, who she then grabs a bottle of, like, a cup of coffee and just, like, smashes it, and she starts swinging at him. You have successfully caused a bar fight. It's, like, sort of erupts into chaos, and as this happens, the door swings open, and Moira storms out. She's like, "What the fuck is happening out here?"
Carly.
Allie.
Tell me everything you know about Patreon.
Everything I know about Patreon. Okay, it's an online platform. We're on it, and we use it to give people cool stuff that you don't just get from listening to the podcast. What podcast? Rude Tales of Magic.
That's what I want to hear. Yes. So we're on Patreon. If you become a patron, other people who are listening, you're going to get all kinds of cool shit. This is a really great clubhouse and you want to be a part of it.
That's true. Speaking of clubhouse, I mean, one of the perks that I think you get at every level of patronage is you get to join our Discord, which is how you say Discord with an Irish accent.
Discord. Oh, you got to join the Discord.
I think we're good, right? That's
yeah.
It.
Settled. That's the only thing you get. And also, do you get it at every level?
I think so.
What about the $1 people?
$1 people don't.
Turn us up!
Turn us up!
Every time we do a bad take, you have to turn us louder.
The problem is we're not loud enough. I can still hear my own thoughts.
Is happening out here.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
My eyes dart over to Stir Fry, and I just sort of like make eyes at him. I don't know what I'm trying to communicate.
Yeah, it's
I'm
just chaos. Like, where are Cordelia and Frederick at this point?
I'm still sitting in the booth, just holding my coffee, waiting for it to kick in, you know?
Yeah, sitting at the booth and ready to leave, honestly. I grow tired of the schemes of children. DeBonesby gets up and attempts to leave the bar entirely.
I mean, as you do that, you are stopped dead in your tracks by an arrow that goes right in front of where you are walking. Where you going, Bone Daddy?
Oh. Bone Daddy's going outside, you old bitch.
Whoa! Okay, she like backs up. Okay, thought we were having fun here. Well, I'm not.
Well, that hurt my feelings.
Well,
her half-human sister. Who hurt my sister's feelings?
I did.
Well, then I'll kill you. And she pulls out a sword.
I'm already dead, idiot.
Yeah, I'll kill you a second time.
All right, I'm gonna down my coffee, and be like, Stir Fry, we're going.
I'm looking back between DeBonesby and Albi and Cordelia.
Mm-hmm. But going, come on. Okay.
Somebody is swinging from the chandeliers. One guy's throat has been slit, and there's just like blood going everywhere. He goes like, "Whoa, is this happening?"
Ah! Let's
Pepsi
go.
Pepsi is he is like throwing knives. It's not clear where they're coming from. He's just throwing knives into the crowd. Like, die! Die! Die!
Okay, Stir Fry, get in there. I'm gonna go distract Moira.
And as Stir Fry is about to go to the room, he looks at Cordelia and goes, "Protect the Bonesby."
Oh, God damn it. So I go back and Cordelia, you follow have been DeBonesby
with protecting him. By the way, DeBonesby has just had a sword, a full-on sword drawn on him. She lunges at you with the sword. She's going to take a swing. She misses, and she just, like, whiffs it.
I'm going to turn around and keep walking towards the door.
Bonesby!
Over it.
All right. I'm going to follow you out the door.
Okay, great. Let's cut over to Albi and Stir Fry and Bello.
We've made it to the doorway, and the entrance is unblocked?
You're all in. You get in. You're in the employees' only room. It is like a converted washroom. Like, it is not... There's not a lot in here. There is a... there's a little day calendar, and you can tell 2 weeks from now something is circled, but it's not clear what... but there's sort of like this world's equivalent of Farside, like, it's like a monthly calendar, not a day calendar. So, you know, Moira's got a bit of a funny bone. You can see there's like sort of a square indentation in the floor, where the floorboards, are cut differently.
I rolled a 19 for investigation.
Well, then you can tell that that leads to a staircase that leads to what you got to assume is a basement or a cellar.
Could be an attic.
Mm. It's a basement. Let's go in, I guess.
Okay.
This is a big cellar. It is about the same size, space-wise, as the bar itself. And it's you climb down, and you were in the back of the bar, and so now if you just turn around, it's a bar's worth of space. It's very dark. There's a few candle or a few torches in there lighting, but it is mostly barrels.
Okay.
There's some like wooden poles supporting. Up above, but mostly barrels.
I start knocking on the barrels.
Cool.
And I'm pressing my ear against them, and I'm listening for something.
Yeah, different barrels are giving you different. Some of them, it's like, oh, those are filled with grain. Some of them seem to be filled with ale. Some of them are empty, so it's just hollow. But like, you can tell that there's like different things. There's like vegetables and things. Like different things are stored in these barrels.
Albi, what are we looking for?
We're looking for my parents or any trace of my parents.
Oh. Bello just calls out, "Hello."
You hear a scurrying.
What was that?
It's like loud scurrying too. It's
hello.
You hear more scurrying. It's getting closer.
I take out a pot just to like bop a little thing on the head.
More and more scurrying. It's getting closer and closer. It is getting louder and louder. It's getting impossibly loud.
Do I have any sense of how big this thing is?
You can tell it's pretty big. It's pretty resonant.
It's not what I think it is it?
I don't know what you think it is.
It's not Kevin, is it?
You'll have to wait and find out.
I start to clutch my fist and I get into a fighter stance. And I'm just holding my ground.
Cool. More and more scurrying. It's getting louder.
When you say more and more scurrying, does it sound like more than one?
It is one thing. This sounds to be one thing. It is just getting closer and closer. It was coming from like what seems like 60 feet away.
Okay. What's the ground beneath us made of?
Like stone.
Okay. I can't do anything to that.
My kingdom for a lantern, eh? Friends?
Scurrying gets louder and louder and louder and louder. You can tell it's right next to you, and then right out of an empty barrel pops a 4'11" rat person. Pops right out of the top of the barrel like a Marx brother. He shouts, "Hello! My name is Jerry Mentelgen, and nothing in this world pisses me off near half as bad as when my diaper's soiled. I wish that I was potty trained, 'twould be my fondest joy to be finally a comfortable boy. Comfortable boy, to be finally a comfortable boy." You guys applaud him?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
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 Whoa, what you doing?
My name's Albie.
Yeah, my name's Jerry Methlogen. You heard the song?
It's a great song.
Yeah.
We're looking for two fawns.
Okay.
Moira sent us down here.
Moira sent you down here?
Yeah.
Okay, so I know you're full of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Moira didn't send anybody nowhere
down here. I know,
yeah. Here.
There's like a bit of a scuffle.
No,
so.
I'm a
big rat. What lives in a cellar? She don't want anybody knowing about that.
Yeah, fair.
What do you want?
I'm looking for my parents.
Okay.
I guess we just want to know if you've known any fawns have come through in the past few weeks or so.
So you want information?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's the word. Information. Yeah.
Oh, well, you came to the right place.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, good.
I know everything that happens in the Delighted Wife.
Oh, fantastic. Maybe this information that we seek is one that you possess.
Did Moira really punch Kratos in the nose?
Yeah, she broke his nose.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but
corroborated multiple times.
Do you want to know why?
Because he was being an asshole?
Yeah, he was being an asshole.
Yeah.
Wait, what does that mean, though?
He had a way about him.
Okay, so it's probably just...
He was wrong.
I turned to my friends and I'm like, so he probably was just like acting with the, you know, the sort of carriage of a really...
Right, yeah, right, right.
I'll be carriage.
What's more important right now, Kratos or your parents?
You're right. So my parents... Alfred and Beatrix.
Oh, I already answered your question.
See,
you asked about Kratos.
That was my only.
Everybody
question?
Gets one for free.
Oh, I'll ask a question.
No. Every group gets one for free.
No, you just said every person gets one for free.
Okay, well now I'm taking it back. What are you gonna do?
Do you want a diaper?
I have a diaper. He climbs out of the barrel. He's wearing a diaper.
Oh, the song made
you,
me.
You
think.
Heard the song?
Yeah, I thought.
The song's not that I want a diaper. The song's that I want to be potty trained.
Oh.
Do you want to be potty trained?
Who's offering?
I
am, dude.
You want to do this?
Yeah.
You want to potty train me?
Hell yeah.
It's a commitment. This is you gotta, we don't tackle this in one afternoon.
Well, let me ask you. I don't have my own equipment. You got a potty?
You don't have your own equipment?
No, I don't have
How
my
do you
own...
think potty training
hey,
works?
Hey, Bella.
Because I don't know.
Bella, can you come here?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think we can potty train this guy.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm the only one trying to help. You're the one that got distracted with a Kratos question.
Hey, look. I love this guy. This guy offered to potty train me. Now, look, he didn't follow through. I get it, though.
Hey, it's, you know, if we had a potty, I would, but do you think you could maybe do me a favor?
Do you need to hear the song again?
Yeah.
You
do? I'd love to hear the song again.
The first time anyone has ever wanted to. Yeah, here we go. My name is Jerry Methlogen, and nothing in this world pisses me off near half as bad as when my diaper's soiled. I wish that I was potty trained. 'Twould be my fondest joy to be finally a comfortable boy.
Comfortable boy.
To be finally a comfortable boy.
Poop of wonder, poop of shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
Zoe!
Make the bird go away.
Right, I'm sorry, I wanted to play along, but my apologies. And sir, if you want to be potty trained, let me give you this little rhyme.
No, I can tell we're the same.
You and I?
Yeah, we're about the same height.
Yeah.
You're a weird little animal, I'm a weird little animal.
Yeah.
People think they're better than you, don't they?
They do think they're better than me.
But they're not better than you, are they?
Well, sometimes they are, but often not.
Well, they're not better than me. Yeah? Everyone thinks just because I go pee and poop in a diaper and I don't know how to manage it.
I don't think that's wrong. Yeah. In fact, the fact that you are trying to change it means that it's good. Because if you want to be better, that means you are better.
How would I get any better? Nobody ever showed me. It's not my fault.
Neil, let Bella show you
have
how.
You heard
and that'll
of,
help.
Have you heard of Natura?
Of course I've heard of Natura.
Well, so if you wanted, you could just...
I worship Polaris.
Oh. Hail Polaris.
Hail Polaris.
Hail Polaris.
I wish I could. Well, but every day I hail Natura by accident. Look, if you want information, I can give you information, but it's going to cost you.
Okay, what is it going to cost?
10 gold piece.
Great, we can do that.
A void.
A word?
A void?
A void.
How many voids is the answer?
Oh, I stretch it out.
Well, you know, such a shame. Because Bello had such a good idea to teach you how to be potty trained.
Yeah, you couldn't put a price on that.
I guess we can't really afford that now after...
No, you can't put a price on that. You can't afford... If you can potty train me, look, I'll help you. I'll give you anything you want.
Let's potty train him.
Let's potty train him.
We'll do it.
You ready to commit to potty training me?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Roll for potty train.
Where's my 20 go?
What's the modifier?
Yeah. Wisdom.
16.
8.
17.
All right, we're going to jump forward 3 hours.
Can I just say that? Forget what we said before. Think about aiming. Don't not think about aiming. I think thinking about aiming might get us in the right direction.
I'm trying to think about aiming, but when I think about aiming, I think about thinking about aiming.
I don't think you should give up on sitting down where you plan on going.
I'm not sitting down. Standing up like a big boy.
I thought we agreed squatting. I thought we ruled off sitting down, but now we're back on sitting down?
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't actually use
guys,
a toilet.
Can I be real with you for a second?
Oh, now we're being real?
Yeah, yeah. Here, let me tell you a trick. When it's number one for me, I stand. But when it's number two, hey, I sit just like everybody else.
Look, we ain't fixing this today.
I don't think we're doing it.
What about my parents?
Did that register at all with you? Does that resonate?
What, one, two? I'm getting lost in these numbers, man. I'm lost in the weeds here.
If you have to piss, you stand. If you have to shit, you sit.
Or sure, you say that now, but 2 weeks from now, I'm not going to remember that.
Can we just make this simple? You squat. You can squat for both. I squat for both.
Well, you have different equipment.
You got one hole.
Oh, I'm different? You think I'm different from everyone else? You think I'm different than you? I'm not different from everyone else. I'm just like everyone else. And everyone's going to like that I'm just like everyone else.
Stir Fry, it's okay.
Stir Fry, maybe take five.
Jerry puts a hand on your shoulder. Like, hey, I get it.
You get it. I like the light.
I get it.
There's people like me here.
You're no worse than anybody else.
Exactly.
Just because I go use a diaper and just because you have a really bad personality, we're no worse than anybody else.
I pull Bello aside. We're exactly where we were 3 hours ago, and I've seen this guy shit 3 times.
I think if you would let me make the charts, I think he's a visual learner, maybe.
I think we got to figure out another way to get this information from him, or we just have to
keep going. Let's check
Look,
in.
You guys are trying to sail a ship that's been sunk.
Okay,
I really do believe you can get there, but in the meantime, do you think you could answer one more question for us?
I'd say you guys have put in the work.
Thank you.
One more question.
Meanwhile, Bello is covered in shit. Anyways, have you seen two fawns here lately, and do you know where they are?
That's a pretty good question. But you guys help me out. I want to help you out. I could give you a better question to ask me.
Okay, yeah.
So let's say maybe I had seen a fawn, right?
Uh-huh.
Maybe two fawns come in here.
Yeah.
Maybe I know who brought them in.
Okay.
Maybe you ask me who brought them in, right?
Hey, Jerry?
Jerry Mentelgen.
Jerry Mentelgen?
My name is Jerry Mentelgen.
Oh, I thought it was like a first name, last name.
Who brought them in?
Little guy in town by the name of Scrum Fabulous.
Scrum Fabulous?
That's all I can say.
Thank you.
And if anybody asks you where you found this out, what are you going to say?
In the bathroom. Because I know
don't say that.
Because obviously...
A lot of people have bathroom and me associated in their brain. You're putting a target on my head.
No, because what I'm saying is that...
You got to promise me you're not going to say in the bathroom.
But I was saying that you would never be in the bathroom because you don't know how to use the bathroom because you're not potty trained.
So how would you be in the bathroom? Senator told us.
Senator?
Yeah.
Senator's a good... Why would I... I don't want to hurt Senator.
Okay, Moira.
Moira's a good guy, too. I don't want to hurt
Moira. Who don't you like?
What about Virtue?
Virtue? Now, there's one. I've always suspected something's up with Virtue.
Oh, interesting.
Not as good as he seems, right?
No.
But you want me to get Virtue killed?
Are you saying that if they find out we...
We'll just say we learned it in an anonymous letter.
Oh, that's good. I can't write.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll never see that coming.
Okay, great. That's what we'll say. Thank you.
What's up, Bird? You want to talk?
What's his name again?
Who?
Jeffrey?
Me?
Scrum
Fabulous.
Your friends wrote it down.
My friends?
Your friends, you guys.
Yeah. We wrote it down.
I got my head turned around about this whole friendship thing. Let's go.
Okay.
One more thing. Thank you.
Oh.
Hey.
Good
luck. You're going to get there.
I don't know if I am.
I do.
We're going to sing a new song the next time we see you.
What song?
Do go in toilet and so do little pee pee, and you will be the one who put both in it. The toilet.
Sing it for me one more time. It's music to my ears.
Do do go and toilet and also so do pee pee and you will be the one to put both in it.
I want to sing it with you this time. One, two, three, let's go.
Do do go and toilet and so do do pee pee and you will be the one to put both in it.
I'll never forget that song. That song. That beautiful song.
Hey, kid.
I toss a potato.
It hits him. Why'd you throw a potato at me? Thought we were friends.
I mean, like, you eat it.
Go away.
Eat it and poop it out. Eat it and poop it out. It makes
no,
sense.
No, go away. Don't,
you eat it and you poop it
out. Potato throwing freeze.
You eat it, you poop
get
it out.
Get the fuck out of my cellar.
Ah, fuck you.
Fuck you.
I get it.
No, this is... It's weird that you did that. Okay, well, hey, I would love if you guys left my
cell.
I'm
already
home.
Running up
we're
going to
leave, but as we leave, could I just hear that song one more time?
Do go and toilet, and yes, of course, though, pee-pee, and you will be the one to put both in it.
As you you walk up, you hear a sad, sort of melancholy voice singing,
do go and toilet, and yes, so do pee-pee, and I will be the one to put both in it. Close the door behind you.
Mosby, wait up.
Yes, Cordelia.
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
Do you see that kid?
Which kid?
That's one of the kids that left with his dad. He walked out the door and died.
Oh.
So, those coins on his eyes.
Hmm.
That's me.
Oh, that's kind of you.
Oh, well...
Sort of a token for the ferryman, sort of religious thing.
Okay. So it's actually sort of, there's this guy.
Hmm.
He gives me powers.
Time freezes to Bonesby's neck. His head just like spins around on his head because it can do this because he's a skeleton. And as it comes to a rest, it's like Cheddar's expression is on the Bonesby. Oh, what you doing?
Oh,
what are you doing? This is weird. This is a weird strategy. What's up? What are you talking about me? My ears were boiling.
Yeah, apparently.
Not anymore. I don't got no ears. Look at me! Boom, boom, mini great to be crazy!
Hey, come on! That's his body.
That's my body right now!
No, it's rude.
Yeah, it's a rude guy.
You?
Yeah.
Oh.
I wasn't polite earlier.
You were a little bit late when I started talking about you. I didn't think you were coming.
I didn't know if you were doing it. I was like, is she gonna do it?
Excuse me?
I was like, it was a little test. I was like, is she gonna do it? And she did it.
Yeah.
I was aghast! I'm still aghast.
Look.
What you doing? Come
I'm
on.
I'm not sure you even have a restaurant.
What?
I've never seen any evidence of it, and I'm starting to think I'm just putting coins on people's eyes.
Don't you make bubbles come out of your hands or something?
What did you say?
Don't you make bubbles come out of your hands or something?
Hell yeah, I do.
Okay, were you doing that a week ago?
No, I don't. It's not that I don't have evidence that you are granting me hellish powers.
You think I'm not starting a restaurant?
I don't know.
You don't know? Look at your hand. That's a cheeseburger.
My hair?
Oh, whoops. I didn't mean for it to go there, but yeah, I got your hand. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Take a bite. Pretty good, right?
I really should have asked what the meat was before I ate a bite of that.
Oh, what kind of meat? Do you have, like, dietary restrictions?
Well, I don't know. It seems bad.
Yeah, that was somebody who committed the sin of avarice in life.
Oh.
That's a fella. You're eating.
Okay.
Okay, don't have a problem with that. What would have made you spit it out?
I just don't know what that is.
Avarice?
Yeah.
That's like... Well, fuck, I don't know what it is. I don't have to know.
What's avarice?
I'm not Catholic. Okay.
Greed.
But there's also one that's greed. This has never sat right with me. Mm. We don't have to solve it here, though. Okay.
Okay.
But that's a burger from my restaurant.
Okay.
I work hard at this restaurant. You don't think it's a real restaurant?
Look, Cheddar, I'm just... I'm I'm feeling a little bit sad and confused.
Okay, I don't want you to be sad.
I just, look, here's the thing. This world is really intense and traumatic sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a brutal one, right?
It's a bad one up there.
And that kid just
honestly,
walked
hell's
up...
not so bad.
Really?
To me, I'm a demon. You probably hate it.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine.
I gotta think about who's my audience here. You know, read the room, Jenna.
Like, this kid walked out of this bar, and then he just died.
Yeah, he just died. And you put coins on his eyes. Do you want to know where he is right now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a little vision. You see this kid eating, just like in your mind's eye, you see this kid eating happily in a diner that seems to exist outside of time. It's, Cordelia wouldn't recognize the, like, the decor of this diner whatsoever, but you, Allie, the player, would recognize it as, like, this is a very, like, mid-century, sort of, like, there's, like, stone walls, but like a lot of windows, like Googie architecture style. Like, this is a diner. This kid is eating at a diner happily with his brother or with his brother and father.
Oh.
And you're back.
Oh.
Oh, you don't like that? You don't like that fine family style dining? Look, everybody's got to die. And then when they die, you're going to have a forgettable meal.
Cheddar.
What?
I love it.
Oh, good! You love it! It's good,
yeah.
Right? Tell your friends.
What a cool... I mean,
but, you know, if
I
your friends who are dead,
yeah, I'll just put some coins
on. You tell your
head.
Living friends, it's like, you know, well, you have to wait.
Cheddar, did you design that? Did you decorate?
Yeah, I dabble.
What a lovely space.
Thank you so much.
Everybody looked happy.
Yeah, having a good time. I work hard at my restaurant.
So is it the...
I'm a restaurateur.
Is it the meats of the sinners? Are they eating their own... meats?
I don't fucking...
Okay, it's hell.
What? It's hell. Everybody's eating each other.
Okay.
It's good. If you only eat one guy when you're in hell and only get eaten by one guy, you're having a good day in hell.
Oh. Okay.
Those kids went to hell.
I... But they
you
want
to know why?
Happy.
You don't want to know
I don't
why.
Think
not,
I
it's
do.
Not going to be funny.
I don't
it's going to be
I
bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's actually get away from that whole
thing. Sure. Yeah. You'll do whatever you want. So cool. Don't stop. What are you telling people about me for?
Okay. I'm sorry. I had a moment of crisis. And also, I don't know how to control any of this magic or what it does.
Okay. I know what I'll do. I'll give you more magic.
Okay.
I'm not a big control guy, but I'm bigger. I can just amp it up.
I mean, I'll
you
take it.
You want a little
it.
More magic?
Are you going to tell me how to use it this time?
You figure it out. I don't fucking know how to use it.
Fine. Yeah, of course I'll take it.
Yeah, sure. Here you go. Blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. Yeah, it hurts. Don't feel good.
No.
Okay, you got a little more magic. You can do more magic now.
Okay.
Is that good? You want something else?
Yes.
You do?
Well,
you
I don't know you offered, so I'm just assuming there's something
geez,
else that Cheddar, I can have.
You got to not do this. Okay. You want a little buddy?
Well, I have Albie.
Okay. So you don't want a, you want a weapon? Do you want a book of spells?
Hmm.
Do you want a little cat? What do you want?
A cat?
Yeah, you want a little cat?
I don't know, kind of.
Okay. If you don't want it, you don't have to have it.
Well, I don't know. Is it just it's a cat that's going to then follow me
Yeah, it's
around?
Like a hell cat.
A hell cat?
Yeah, well, check out this little guy. A little an imp pops into view in front of you. Hey, how's it doing?
Oh, that's okay. Nope.
Hold on, 1 second. Okay, I got. Hold, watch this. Watch what I do to this guy. Look at that. Oh, can't talk no more.
Oh. I feel like I would always know that this person was trying to talk.
You want a different one?
Yeah.
Okay. That guy disappears and a new imp shows up. This one could never talk.
Are they all gonna be imps or are there gonna be other options?
Well, he starts as an imp, but then he can look at different things.
Oh.
So he starts as an imp, but this one he could never talk. Because of something bad happened to him, I guess.
Oh, no.
Look, none of these are going to be not like that. It's from hell.
Okay, good point. Let's get one that can talk.
You want one that can talk?
Yes.
You want the voiced one or you want a different one?
Let's go with let's roll the dice. Go a different one.
Okay. Pop. That one pops away and a new one shows up. I've always relied on the kindness of strangers.
Done.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
How do you do?
I'm doing okay. But
yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like a friend? Okay, it seems like you guys are hitting it off. So this little imp, this imp's gonna be an animal, because if people see an imp, they go, fucking ape shit.
Yeah.
What do you want, what animal do you want it to be?
Good question.
I got boy goes to serve. Keep in mind.
Okay.
I don't have all day. You want me to narrow it down for you?
Yeah.
You see, it's like suddenly you're in like a game show reality. You're completely overwhelmed. It's like, we got three doors here. Everybody in this world looks like there's like a studio audience. There is a host. The host is DeBonesby, but he's now dressed in like game show. He has like a teal suit on.
That's great.
Okay, we got three doors ahead of us here. Which doors are gonna be? Is it gonna be door number one? There's like a DeBonesby, like a Vanna White person who's like surveying door number one. Door number one is sort of a colonial looking door. It's a white door. Oh, that door's pretty good. Oh, is it gonna be door number two? And it's like a hellish gate. With like fire behind it. It's like, oh, look at that. What do we think of this one? Or is it going to be under the door number three, which is like a beaded curtain?
Ooh. I'm just assuming the first door is a horse.
You know, it's what happens when you assume is you fuck up.
Okay. Fair enough.
What's it going to be?
Okay. I think I'm going to go for.
Oh, let's check in with the studio audience. What do they say?
We say
number two! Number two!
Door number one!
Number three!
Number two!
Door number one!
The studio audience is no help whatsoever! What's it gonna be?
Definitely!
Number four!
All right, sorry. He zips all their mouths closed.
There's definitely a horse yelling door number one.
Yeah, there's definitely a horse yelling door number one.
Okay, I want door number two.
Okay!
The hellish one.
Here it comes! The oldest cat you've ever seen comes crawling out of door number two. It like it coughs up dust.
Perfect.
And looks up at you and says, I've always relied on the kindness of strangers.
I'm going to walk over to the cat and put my hand out so it can smell it.
Yeah, the cat smells it and says, I have the same amount of intelligence as you.
Then, in that case, it's a pleasure to meet you. Do you already have a name, or shall I name you?
Why, I have a name, but I'd love to hear what you come up with for me.
Oh, I suppose I could call you Cordelia. I'll call you Cordelia Jr., but I'll call you Junior.
You're gonna call me Junior?
Mm-hmm.
Well, suit yourself! And as he says that, the game show reality fades away and you are back. In front, it is now. You have the old. This is an old black and white cat, sort of like a tuxedo cat, but it's very old. Does yeah, a little tuxedo. He has like a little white bow tie in his fur, and you are standing again with DeBonesby, who is now himself.
I have this cat.
Oh, that's nice.
I just picked it up from the ground.
Okay.
Anyway,
what was your question about this dead child?
Let's actually walk away from this.
Fair enough. Boom, boom. Great to be crazy. I don't know why that song got stuck in my head. I think I'm getting tired of schemes that don't consult me. Bar fights and such, and random errands to visit families that involve confronting and possibly monstrous demons that might rip us apart on touch. So I think I'm going to leave.
Where would you go?
I don't know. Go where I feel like. I might try to find my way back to my familial home and see what's going on there. I have some other friends among the upper echelons. I might call to see if they're still alive in this alternate universe that we seem to be engaged in. But, you know, I'm 92 years old, and I don't need to be dealing with these various issues where someone has to start a bar fight to get a clue, or, well, I've already made my point about the demon, or dealing with, you know, that elf family, or that vampire that you seem to have a relationship with. I'm rather tired of all of it, you see. I have greater ambitions. So I'm going to go walk down this road a while.
Okay.
Maybe I'll steal a horse.
Oh. Ugh, horses. The thing is, Stir Fry.
He'll find me.
But I told him that I would protect you.
Oh.
So I'm just going to walk with you.
All right. You seem chill.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm holding this cat.
I'm so glad you found it.
It looks like he's wearing a tuxedo.
Doesn't it?
Hey, what? You're going the wrong way.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Just tell him you already ate.
No, I'm not.
Okay. You are. I know where the inn is.
Just keep walking.
Please. Please come back.
Strong.
What?
What will happen to you if we don't finish breakfast?
They'll kill me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Moira will kill me.
Do you think she really will?
There used to be 20 Pepsi Brothers.
Oh.
Great, we keep walking.
Okay.
He's following. He's staying about 20 feet behind you.
That's fine. That's
all the time. He's just walking in the middle of the street.
Perfectly reasonable.
It's kind of, it's a little warm.
I can't tell.
Oh, it is a little warm.
I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have nerves.
That's fair, yeah.
I sometimes have an approximation about what it's like to feel.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Is it because you're monitoring, like, clues from people around you? Or is it
No, it's just a feeling that comes sometimes. Sometimes I swear I even feel what it's like to have lips across my teeth.
I ship it.
Weird.
I don't.
Or a tongue, or even eyeballs.
Oh.
Though I haven't had my eyeballs in quite some time.
Do you see the same that you as you used to, or is it hard to tell?
No, it's definitely different, mm-hmm. although it still relies on input from light reflecting off of surfaces. But again, I do not have a nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't interact the same way.
Interesting.
It's all very magical and mysterious. I wish I had the same level of magical knowledge and powers that I once did, and I would understand it better. But you see, part of the transformation that made me this way stripped me of those powers.
Do you have any recommendations for, like Magic 101 books? Or do you have any that...
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest...
If you just come back and take a nibble, you can spit it right back out. They won't kill me.
But we're already so far this way.
Wish you'd just be 3 or 4 minutes back. And you could come back. I'll even come bring the food to you. And then I don't have to die.
Why don't you go get the food now?
Yeah.
You gonna run away?
No, we're walking at a very leisurely pace. And we've decided not to steal the first horse we saw.
Okay.
He runs off.
Anyway, I recommend Magic 101.
Oh, really?
That's the name.
Oh, funny. Cool. I wonder if they have a library in this town. Do you think it's in, like, a standard library or no?
It's Magic 101. It's not a big deal. It's not forbidden or anything.
I know, but I've been through some towns that don't have libraries.
Yeah, yes.
Where most of the books are owned by private homes.
Sure, yes. I suppose that most of my knowledge came from a private library from my own family.
Is it big?
It was.
Is it not any longer?
It was burned down.
Oh.
Yes. Local townsfolk determined that I was a monster worthy of scorn and burning down. So in an attempt to kill me, they burned down my castle and I only escaped with Stir Fry. I made my way to the university to resume my studies of magical knowledge so that I may grow in power once again and reclaim my home and take my revenge.
Oh.
As you look up, you see you are... you face a blockade in the city street. It is the city guard stands before you. They're a pretty rough bunch. It's a mix of humans and half-orcs and some appear to be straight-up full orcs. They all have sort of these, like, matching caps that say CG on them. One of the G's is backwards. they all stand before you in the street, and one of the orcs looks at you.
Where are you going?
We're just walking down this road.
Yeah, this road's closed.
All right. Is there a different one?
Go down to a different main street?
Any.
This is the main street.
All right.
Where are you trying to go?
Away.
Away from what?
The inn, I suppose.
Why? Did something happen at the inn?
I got bored with it.
You got bored at the inn?
Yes.
Boys! All the boys all sort of like lean in, all the city guards. This one looks like the one we were looking for, doesn't it?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I turned to Cordelia. I'm just like, uh-oh.
Wait, are you...
Oh, he looks a bit.
Yeah, I mean, you don't look exactly like him, right?
Yeah, but he fits the description.
He's got less skin.
Oh, sure.
You know, the guy had skin and
That's clearly not him, then.
See, I run into this all the time. People just simply think that I'm a skinny man.
Mm. Yeah, you're a skinny man, aren't you?
No, I'm a skeleton man.
You're a skeleton. Yeah, well, you know what I'll think? I think he used to be the guy that we're looking for. This is the guy we're looking for, all right. Yeah.
Well, it looks like his outfit, if you look at his outfit, quite similar to the outfit of the person we're looking for.
And I think it goes a little deeper than skin. I think he's got a vibe about him,
It's the vibe. This is the vibe of the guy.
It's got an energy.
Energy. That's what I was going to say. It's got an energy.
We book this guy, then we're off the hook, you know?
Yeah. Easy peasy.
All right, you're coming with us.
I think you should go for it.
He's not going to come with you.
No, we're not going to do that.
You're going to come with us.
No, actually, we're looking for a library. Is there a library in town?
I've got a library. It's got 5 books in it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's your fist.
That's my fist pulled together, punch you in the face, and chicken library.
Oh.
I'm talking about
a library building that has books in it, like normal books.
All right, come here. He's going to grab the Bonesby by the arm.
No!
Come on with us.
No!
Stop.
What do you mean stop?
Stop doing that.
No, we're not going to stop doing it. You come with us too. The big orc, the biggest orc that there is, grabs you by the shoulders. Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Oh. All
right.
For you, we've got a very well-developed prison library.
Oh. I'd like to cast Charm Person on the one who's grabbed me.
Yo. He does beat it. That's a full on 19.
He knows I just tried to do that and he gets mad about it.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck are you trying to do? You trying to charm me?
Yeah.
Nobody charms me except me wife, who keeps me laughing all night long.
Oh, the delighted husband, indeed.
Yeah, that's me. I'm the delighted husband.
Yeah, your wife charms me, too.
Yeah,
your
she
wife
does.
Is a delight.
She's good company as she is.
Yeah, she sure is.
Every one of us loves me wife.
I think she's lovely.
You tried to charm me.
Yes, I did.
You know that's against the law, don't you?
No, I'm not aware of your laws.
Yeah, it's a law we just wrote.
All right.
Street justice is what that is. Come with us.
I tried to be diplomatic.
He grabs you by the arm. They're pulling you down the street.
Well, now I'm going to cast Burning Hands.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, we're going to get aggressive. Because I have to make this shape with my hands where I make like a bird with my thumbs touching. I'm just trying to aim it at him. But it makes a 15-foot cone.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge...
That I'm trying to spray a fire around to get him off of
Cool, yeah. Okay, that's going to be about 10 guys, including a horse. and that's not going to include you, right? So it's there's going to be about 10 of them. I'd say, where is Cordelia? Where are you standing in relation to...
We were right next to each other.
You're going to have to roll this, too.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here come 10.
All right, well, everybody who passed... takes 7 damage from the flame, and everybody who fails takes 14, and they catch on fire.
I'm gonna have the 5 guys who didn't pass that. They're the ones who get hit
by
it.
Sure.
That includes the horse, though. You've just set 4 guys and a horse on fire, and you've started burning.
Excellent.
The building on the side of the street. They all shriek. The horse, which is on fire, starts run. It charges forward, pushing 2 of the guys over. It's also gonna push you. I'm gonna have you roll a dex saving throw.
15.
You get it. You just narrowly... you're pushed by the horse, but not knocked over. It does push one of the guys over and tramples him.
Okay, so I've seen Bello try and produce water, which I don't know how to do, but I don't know that.
Sure.
So I'm going to accidentally cast Arms of Hatter, where I invoke the power of Hatter, the Dark Hunger.
Jesus Christ.
tendrils of dark energy erupt from me and batter all creatures within 10 feet of you.
Well, how much damage do they do? Because one guy passed that.
8.
The entire city guard. Okay. They do 8 damage?
8 damage.
Cool. Okay.
I'm sorry, man.
Too late. He's dead.
Fuck.
He's dead of necrotic damage. You see his body turn, like, it just, like, rots from the inside out really quickly. Oof. While he burns.
Oh, man. Shit. I'm so... That was not water.
Wow. We really need to get you to a library.
You laugh and laugh at that episode-ending joke. It's a real good one, and you're having a blast laughing at that. The camera slowly pans up into the night sky, and we see the full moon, and then... What's this? Ah, the camera zips right back down. What the fuck is this? There's like 12 more cops out here. Motherfuckers, you're surrounded.
Ah, yes. Quite the rude tale indeed.
That was Ali Fisher as Cordelia, Carly Monardo as Albie, Christopher Hastings as Frederick de Bonesby, Tim Platt as Stir Fry, Joe Lepore as Bello, and Branson Reese as everything and everyone else. Rude Tales of Magic is produced by Taylor Moore at Fortunate Horse. He sounds nice. See you next time, weary traveler, when you most desire even more Rude Tales of Magic.
In the early 21st century, magic reawakened on Earth, and alongside it a new human race with orcs, elves, trolls, dwarves, and others. Humanity became meta-humanity. As technology proliferated and greatly advanced in the awakened world, global megacorporations seized ever more power, becoming de facto states with their own laws, courts, and armed forces. The corporations attempt to control all aspects of modern life. This has led to a vast and complex criminal underground which works for and against corporate interests. The independent career criminals who do what others can't or won't are called Shadowrunners. The year is 2101. Welcome to Fun City.
Friends, hello, my name is Mike Rignetta, and I'm the GM for a TTRPG actual play podcast called Fun City, which takes place in a post-climate disaster New York City in the year 2101. In our game, a group of friends who live on a boat do their best to get by in the magical, technologically advanced, corporate-controlled future. We accompany them as they cast spells, hack computer systems, get into, and hopefully out of, all kinds of trouble.
It is subconscious mind pushes you away. Doesn't even know how much, just sort of hits you with, like, the levitation spell.
She sees a perfect opportunity to do what she calls a clam flip. So she jumps in the air, does a tuck, and she really sits on him. She goes, ooh, when she lands.
Do not ask where the money comes from, my friend. Because let me tell you something. Anybody with this much money, we don't get it in nice ways. You know what I mean?
Typhoon casts concealment on the boat.
We got two drinks. Yep. We got juice boxes and, of course, milk.
You got anything funny in that arm?
TK pops it open and pulls out a pair of socks. TK, like, unrolls them and stretches them a little bit and doesn't break eye contact.
Whatever they are paying you, it's not worth it.
You can find Fun City wherever you listen to podcasts and on Twitter at Fun City Ventures. Artemis, what's the population of New York City?
The current population of Manhattan is estimated at 2.2 million, but the corporate arcologies keep their population data private. The outer boroughs have not participated in an officially recognized census since...
Okay, blah, 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 blah. Doom and gloom, apocalypse, archipelago. I get it. So anyways, I trained her to everyone's
playing
voice.
Doom and Gloom Archipelago from your Spotify.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.